From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the music of the Blue Crawdads. WEKU is Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally, and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. This is the first program of Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and it is Red Barn Radio's 663rd live concert performance. Tonight, we present the Blue Crawdads. Andy Messer and Daryl Harper's band came together through Union College and a pop-up nightclub called the Crawdad Club. Recruiting Jesse Barton on bass and Keith Green on drums, the Blue Crawdads were born. With an earthy mixture of blues, soul, and rock and roll, with a sprinkle of funk and a hint of mountain music. Welcome the Blue Crawdads to the Red Barn stage. Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Hey folks, if you're just tuning in with us, you are listening to Red Barn Radio. I hope you know that. And we are shaking some Red Barn booty here tonight with the Blue Crawdads. Great to have you guys here. Daryl and Andy, you seem to be the roots that grew this thing.
He and I have known each other a long time, 34 years.
Where'd you meet?
We met at Union College, where we were both students. I was a senior and you were a freshman? Yeah. We met, and I think within a couple months, played our first gig together. Haven't played music all the time since then, but off and on.
Where is Union College, exactly?
Where is it, Darryl?
Where is that, Darryl?
Union College is located in Barberville, Kentucky.
Okay, gotcha. It's right down there by the Cumberland Gap.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you both end up going to school there? What for? What did they do at Union College?
I'm originally from Barberville.
Okay.
And that's just where I decided to go to college. I don't know Andy's story, how he ended up there, but that's where I ended up.
What kind of program did you enter into there?
I started out as pre-engineering. And ended up just getting mathematics degree, physics degree.
Oh.
But
simple physics,
simple
mathematics,
mathematics
degree.
Yeah.
Right.
Nothing, not a big deal at all. Nothing that I'm using today.
Broke down at Bluefield, nothing in my pocket. Left the car with the highway, don't need to lock it. Stuck out my thumb, the westbound lane. I was feeling like a fool, walking backwards in the rain. If I ever get back to Harlan, man, I guess that's where I'll stay. I'm broke down in Bluefield, I've had trouble all the way. Flat in Beckley, didn't have a spare. Man, when you're a stranger, well, there ain't nobody cares. Paid a man $3 to fix that flat. Took the last of my money just to get me where I'm at. If I ever get back to Harlan, man, I guess that's where I'll stay. I've had trouble all the way. I'll talk to me about some trouble now. The highway, couldn't see no need to lock it. I stuck out my thumb in the westbound lane. I was feeling like a fool, walking backwards in the rain. If I ever get back to Harlan, man, I guess that's where I'll stay. Now I'm broke down in Bluefield, I've had trouble all the way.
My parents were from Knox County, the Barberville area. Originally, I grew up in Harlan County, and my parents had both gone to Union. I just followed them, I guess.
Tell folks who are listening who aren't familiar with that area, the rich history of that area, would you mind just talking for 20 or 30 minutes about some of the history of that?
You don't know how dangerous a request that was.
Lay a paragraph worth on us from that area.
Well, it's the Appalachian part of Kentucky. It's on the Cumberland Plateau. Again, over where I grew up in Harlan County, by Eastern U.S. standards, pretty big mountains. Barberville, not so much, but the whole area has a history of coal mining, farming, all sorts of things. It's rural. small towns. The community where I grew up, actually, before I was born, had been a coal camp. It wasn't an active coal camp when I lived there. It's definitely a place that kind of gets in your blood. In fact, we're gonna sing a song about it.
Well, I used to float long down that river. I can still remember every bend and every shoal. Well, time might take me away from that river. Can't take the river out of my soul. Starts in Harlan County, land where I was born. Flows down through Pineville and Barberville too. That river might carry me far from my home. It always brings me back to the mountains and you. It's an old, old river. By the time it gets to Nashville, it's a long way from Harlan, a long way left to roll. It's been dammed and mistreated, misused and abused. That old Cumberland River's the only cure for my blues. You ever seen the sun shining on that water? Ever stopped in the shade of a sycamore tree? Well, even the willows would all stop their weeping if they could go back to that river with me. It's an old, old river. By the time it gets to Nashville, it's a long way from Harlan, long way left to roam. It's been dammed and mistreated, misused and abused. That old Cumberland River's the only cure for my blues. Still hear the wind whistle through Wasiola. Still see the moon bow at Cumberland Falls. You might miss the Mississippi, get high on the Ohio. That old Cumberland River is the gem of them all. It's an old, old river. By the time it gets to Nashville, it's a long way from Harlan, a long way left to roam. It's been dammed and mistreated, misused and abused. That old Cumberland River's the only cure for my blues. That old Cumberland River's the only cure for my blues.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
And what about you, Daryl? How did your family come to settle in that area?
It's their hometown. It's where they grew up as well, living on the home place, you know, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
Just moved a plot over and built a house there. They grew up in the town. My mom still lives there. My dad's passed away, but yeah, she's still there and kind of a cornerstone of Barberville. Everyone knows her. She's worked in grocery stores for 30 or 40 years as a cashier, and everybody beelines to her line because she's the best cashier, hands down.
Is she listening tonight?
I hope so. I sent her, the link, and I think she can follow it from there. So.
That's all you can do, is you can send them the link and just hope
they'll
hope they'll follow it.
There's a train out my window. I can hear it moan from here. Train out my window. I can hear it moan. Catch a train, Lord, I might just disappear. There's a road over yonder, go somewhere I know. Said there's a road. That road, Lord, I won't be riding slow. Here's why. Because the ship's out on the ocean, there's planes up in the sky. One of these days now, baby, I might light right out and fly. There's a train out my window, I can hear it moan from here. Catch that train, Lord, I might just disappear. And planes up in the sky. And one of these days now, baby, I might light right up and fly. There's a train out my window, I can hear it moan from here. If I ever catch that train, if I ever catch that train, catch a train, Lord, I might just disappear.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
I actually remember the first band that Daryl and I were in having, not quarrels, but pretty opinionated conversations about, well, what direction are we going to take? Actually, we've played in, over the years, rock bands. We were in a, actually, come to think of it, maybe shouldn't tell this story. We were part of the house band of a country music band of a bar here in Lexington probably 25 years ago. The last night we played there, our lead singer got stabbed during the gig. But I mean, we've played in country bands, rock bands, a gospel band or two, backed up a singer-songwriter for a while. We've sort of been around and around what to do, but blues is what seemed to stick.
I think that it's not necessarily a specific type of music that we like. We listen to everything and anything, you know. So to me, it's all just kind of pulling from what you listen to, what your influences are on that day, as opposed to it being a specific type of music. The blues part of it is just part of everything. And so it kind of comes out in, uh-huh. in things that we do. And probably the biggest influences are in that area.
Yeah, right.
But we listen to everything.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Blue Crawdads, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from the Blue Crawdads after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.